The Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of maso matan over the course of the morning Seder about what we left off with yesterday, which was the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to read the maskana of our sugya. And the bridge, when we started the sugya, I mentioned in the Meiri, it touches on this from a different angle. Yesterday, thank you very much. Yesterday, we were talking about Rashi and Tosfos subtly are arguing over what's the kamashma. There was a Havamina, and the question is, kamashma, if they only would have had one pasuk, everything would look like that. But now I have two pasukim, therefore what? So I thought it might be helpful just to take a look briefly inside at some of the other Rishonim here, which is why what you have in front of you are Benu Peretz and the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes the toast of the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The Shita Mekubetzes also excerpts Rabbeinu Peretz that cuts out the beginning of Rabbeinu Peretz. Maybe let's take a look at Rabbeinu Peretz, because we were looking yesterday at Tosfos. Tosfos is a difficult read. Rashi is subtle. Rashi is the one again who says that the maskana is we're back to where we were before. I would have said that both Shani and Rachel come from the same turn, but now that I have two, it's the way that Bryce described. Shani comes from Uvir and Rachel comes from Shelah. Well, Tosfos, they said yesterday, subtly implies in his parrots that, in fact, we are no longer, even the maskana, we're no longer where we were before. And when all is said and done, they mind the kasha, and we haven't veered away for Tosfos from the core of the kasha, which was that we can and do learn Moshe Rega from the Shiva. And when we said, yeah, we do need Ubir, but we need Ubir just even the maskana to provide the support, to expand, you know, to Adon Meila, but fundamentally both Shane and Regal come from Rishila according to Tosis. Tosis Kasha was difficult. You look at Rabbeinu Peretz, the Kasha is clearer, because the Kasha is more contextualized, and Rabbeinu Peretz lays out in his two Terutzim, both approaches. And I referenced this to the Peretz, and it says, Kedai, to look inside. What he adds in the Kasha is he presents Tosfos as Kasha, but with context. So once you read the Peretz, it's almost as though our Tosfos was missing a few lines. And here you have the sort of the fuller picture. I checked with somebody who's in the second chair. Printer left out a line of Tosfos. Look in Tosfos Rush, you'll find the missing line. Not literally, the printer left out a line. It means that there were different versions of Tosfos, some which were fuller, some which were more clipped. You look at alternative, oftentimes in the last couple of decades, and you have access to many alternative Tosfos, Tosfos in Russia, and many parents, and Tosfos took, and so forth, many Zephyrs, many more than were available even a few decades ago. So it's often your first line of defense when you're dealing with a difficult Tosfos, especially when Tosfos, it seems like you're missing pieces, like you're not sure how everything adds up. So often your first line of defense is look at parallel Tosfos. In different Masechtas, there'll be different Tosfos which are more critical. On Kiddushin, it will be Tosfos Kuf and Tosfos Arash. On Baba Kamet, or Baba Karat, and so on and so forth. Different Masechtas. The Tosfos that appears on the page in different Masechtas is based on different sets of Tosfos. So Memela, in a given Masechta, there'll be different. All the Tosfos will be helpful, but they'll. And given this episode, there is particularly one or two particular sets of alternative Tosfos, and that will be most related to Tosfos on the daf, and therefore most likely to be helpful. So here it is definitely Rabbeinu Peretz, and let us take a look at Rabbeinu Peretz right here, right now. Itzrich, dear Masel, Itzrich, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Daitik Hamina Heicha Deshalcha Sheluchi. So at this point, the Gemara is saying, let me explain to you what we need Ubir. Because had we not had Ubir, we would have, yes, learned both Shane and Rego from Meshulach alone, but they would have been they would have been shrunken. It would only include a shalosh roof, both Shayyamim. And that's why we have Ubiya. We need Ubiya to know to include shalosh roof. In Talmud, given the maskinim, the Ubiya, well, it's Jechra, Ella Lashmin Azlan Meila. One second. If you're telling me I only need Ubiya to tell me Azlan Meila, but I really learned the core of Shayyamim Regal from Meshilach, here he asks, very explicit about what he's assuming, that we're maintaining that umaskana, tosos, hashta, lovely, kashe vara, gola, legalui, dubi, uze, hashem. Tosos is question, right? What do I need the raya, kashe vara, gola, tumo, why does Bryson need to bring that plastic as a raya, be, or shame? And they explain, why is that problematic? Because being shame or being regal, not from me, vishila, the nashma travayu. We're not learning shame from Ubiya. We're learning shame from the Shila together with the Ragdoll. So, Ubiya are not going to Azul Meila. Below Kashivar. What you actually use Ubiya for is Azul Meila. I only Kashivar got too much to prove that. So, that is an understandable question based on this point of the Gemara on before. And we still are a little surprised. There's an even larger question you could have asked. But just forget about why the Brisa have to quote the Raya of Kashi Avar. The bigger question is why the Brisa say that Shane comes from Uvir if it doesn't. If you look at Rabbeinu Yeshaya and Chitin Kubetzes, he asks it as two questions. That's even more exciting. Take a look for a moment. Oschaf Aleph from Chitin Kubetzes, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Itzir. So I have to dive into my meaning. I'm sorry you got all of my scribblings here. But you do have a sheet of letters. Tema, the maskana, zu de travai, the vishila vasya, very clear. The maskana is we learn both from vishila. Straight tosis. And again, much more explicit than tosis himself is. So my high dick is I have a brisa, the vishila is a regular, here's a shame. Boom, he asked a central question. The brisa didn't say that. The brisa said, Regal is from a shilach, Shein is from a beer, but we said the maskana is not true. So what's going on? He actually asks on the ikker, and he says, V'od, number two, Tosis is gasha. Number two, Kasher bar ha'dala tumo lamali, ho'bi ha'tra ma'okai. V'shilach applies to both, and the beer also applies to both. It's teaching us on the main level. It's a very, very, he actually lays out both questions. Our Tosis only at the second question. The Rebbe Harris also only at the second question, but at least it's a little more contextualized, so it's clear what he's driving at. It's clear that the starting assumption is, as Tosis implies in the parents, that Limaskada we learn both from the same Tosis. And he's saying, well, the proof is a strange proof. You could have asked also, the Brisa said, Ubir Zashem. Maybe the reason why Tosis does the parents in S is because That's the ikker, but it's not as watertight a kasha because it is true that ubir includes shame. It just also includes red. It is true that Rashila that includes red is also includes shame. Now that's still pretty dumb, but an even more watertight kasha is you definitely don't need kasha varagala. Kasha varagala tumor is doing nothing. So that sort of makes it clearest that there's a disconnect. Be that as it may, now let's take a look at the teirutzim of Rabbeinu Peretz. Back to Rabbeinu Peretz, is two teirutzim. We'll read the first one and the beginning of the second one. The second one is very long. We'll enjoy at least the first few lines. V'yesh lomar, the b'raisa hachi ka'ama. The b'raisa means to say, im lo ze nemar ka'ama. It's saying an im lo ze nemar. It's saying, what would have been if? In lo nemar, v'shilach, ha'benafkul v'sheni, yivar ha'gol. It's giving you a hypothetical, which is what Tosis says. But that's Rabbeinu Peretz's first answer. Okay? Difficult. It's pashup shot in the maskana of the Gemara, but it's a difficult read of the Brisa.
What does that mean if we didn't have
v'shilach,
you could have found out shame from yivar ha'gol? Where's regal coming from? It's still coming from.
If it didn't have the shilach, how would I know the shame means that I would have used kasher yivar ha'gala to demonstrate that ubir means shame?
Okay. Even in the place you did have Mashiach.
Right, the Bryce says Mashiach is this, Ovium is that. So Tosa is saying, which is difficult, especially because working way through the Shach Tara from before, Tosa says all the Bryce meant was Ovium would have meant Shane. Now part of the difficulty is if I just would have had Mashiach, the other half of it, if I just would have had Mashiach, it would have meant both. So that's it does mean both. So it's a sticky answer. Then he says, "Lifi ha'emes v'ha'nachon." So the way he thinks is really good. And that's talk, or he means it's not just talking about hypothetical; it's talking about what's actually true. The chayvon dichsil uvi'er. If you would have just had the shilach, I would have learned both from the shilach. But now they actually do have both. The mashma shein. Mikashi Yivar Agav. Now they do have Ubir, and Ubir means Shein as we see from that Pasuk in Ruachim, Kashi Yivar Agav Tumo. Now that we have Shein, now we have Ubir, Bo Ubir, Relimit of the Shilach, to Lo Mishtoi Rafarego, to Lo Mishin. Once I have Ubir, it's true that we said, had we only had the Shilach, it would have meant equally both Shein and Rego. That's true. However, I've been a parent explaining, it would have meant equally both, but at that carefully balanced scale, and it would have been exactly even on the nose had we only had one pasuk, which could mean either v'shilach. V'shilach could mean either regal or shein, so we wouldn't be able to tip it one with the other. The parent says, yeah, it would have been equally balanced had we only had v'shilach. But once you add Ubir, the balance is off. Why? Because Ubir only means Shein. We have Kashivar Bela Tumo as a proof text that Ubir can mean Shein. We have no countervailing proof text that Ubir can mean Regel. So Ubir is tipping towards Shein. Even though Mashmos of the Shia is also Mashma Shein, Hanimili ilo habeksiv ubir. If all I had was a mashilach, I would have said it's equally poised towards both. But hashetiksiv ubir, which is mashma shein, only to al karva the shilach lerego dafka asa. That tips the scale. It's no longer evenly balanced. I can't say the shilach is equally likely to mean regular shein. No, because I have ubir, which really means shein. So if I'm trying to figure out what does the shilach mean. In reality, it's not equally likely to be both regal and shein because I have a beer, which therefore makes shein a less likely explanation of a v'shilach, which is what tips us into saying the shilach is regal. Those are what Rabbi Peretz just did in his second teretz, is present Rashi, explain. He's explaining why, although this was an attractive havamina, it's not true with maskana. Yes, it is true, Rabbeinu Peretz just explained Shitas Rashi. It is true that Gemara only said, hypothetically, had you only had one pasuk, then it would have been shkulim. But in reality, it's not shkulim, because in reality, we don't just have one pasuk. And that second pasuk throws everything off kilter. Because Ubir is tipping this way, that throws Vishilach the other way. They put more weight one side of the seesaw, it's going to tip the other side. So he's explaining thoroughly, subtly, but pretty thoroughly, what's the svara for the movement from Havnik Maskana, Lefi Rashi. And which is maybe captured more briefly in Rebbein Yishayahu. It's Rebbein Yishayahu, then I would love to take questions. Let's read Rebbein Yishayahu, which we had seen before how Rebbein Yishayahu phrases the question. He elaborates more. He's not lengthy, but he lays out both questions. In what seems to be the maskana, the core of the Brisa doesn't fit, nor do the proofs of the Brisa fit. I have the Yishayahu, we're back in Rebbein Yishayahu, according to the Shikur Kuk. This? Rebbein Yishayahu, according to the Shikur Kuk. That says, Rebbein Yishayahu, The Talmudah lo ba l'taris l'ashen ha-braisa, el lo mar lo miat mikra. The Gemara is not trying to explain the braisa. The Gemara is trying to figure out why the psukim are not redundant. In other words, the Gemara's kasha here was not what's shot in the braisa. Before, earlier in the sugya, the Gemara's kasha was on the braisa. Why did the braisa quote this pasuk? Why did the braisa quote that pasuk? Who needs kasha yivar agalo? And who needs mashal keregal sharma hamar? Earlier, the Gemara's kashas were on the braisa. We're not asking why do those psukim appear in Yeshayahu and Malachim. We're asking why does the Tana of the Braisa need to quote them. But now, the Gemara's kasha is no longer on the Braisa. Now this last kasha of the Gemara is on the Chumash itself. Why did God write Mishpatim the way he did? Why do you need to add this term of Uvir? We would have known all the same Dinan without it. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu adding with Uvir? That's the Gemara's question. It's not a kasha on the Braisa. Interesting way of beginning to think about this. There's a movement in terms of the kashas of the Gemara. First we're asking kashas of Bryce, and now we're asking kashas of the Chumash itself. And why does that matter? V'chem go miyatri, what we answered is the psukim are not redundant. Okay. We need both. Had we only had one pasuk, we would have come out with the wrong demon. We wouldn't have known Azrul Neil. And now that we do, now that we have both psukim, mishtama leila tana lomar lechad asi l'shein lechad asi l'regel mi lomar mitravayu mi v'shila. Once you do have both psukim, it's more appealing to say, more likely, the mashmos is more that this one means shein, that one means regel. More, that's more attractive. That's more appealing. It's a better read in the chumash than to say that both of us come from the single word Meshila. And that Krodu Ubir is Miyatu Azmurim. Had we only had one pasuk, I would have learned both of us from that one pasuk. But once I have two psukim, the most likely interpretation of two is one is Shein and one is Rei. So once again, coming from a slightly different angle, but essentially giving the same approach as the Rei Peretz did to understanding and unpacking the Svara according to Rashi. So, the first approach of Meperet is repeating the approach of Tosfos. But the other, Balia Tosfos, the Kasha was like Tosfos. In other words, offhand, the Gemara sounds like the Maskana is different than the Braisa. So some Balia Tosfos said, yes, the Tak Maskana is different than let's explain the Braisa. But most Balia Tosfos said, no, it sounds like it, but it's not the Pshat. Let's explain to you why Rashi said what Rashi said. But those seem to be the two, again, more developed, more nuanced reading of the two ways. And as we said yesterday, one could conceive, and I think some of our do suggest, that there could be, it's not only a question of how you read the Gemara, or even how you read the Chumash, it also may have nafkamina as a halacha. Because certainly conceptually, a question of whether Shein and regular are a single av or two avos. And I noted yesterday very briefly, the Rambam does present Shein and Regel basically in a single off. As we saw a while ago, we spent time looking at the beginning of the Hilchos Nisgei Mamon. So that accords well with Tosfos. Right? That Shein and Regel are both coming from the Shilach. And by the way, you might want to trace the language of the which psukim the Rambam quotes where, both in the beginning of the Hilchos Nisgei Mamon and in the Sefer HaMitzvos. You might find some intriguing things. I'll leave that to you to take a look at. While Rashi, and it sounds like most Balei HaTosfos, did not agree with the approach, we don't have any names here, so I don't know who's who, but it seems like most of Balei HaTosfos did not agree with the approach in our Tosfos, and Tosfos on the page, and instead agreed with Rashi's approach that no, the Braisa, we should accept the Braisa at the face value. The Braisa is not Torah. The Braisa we quote before is not Torah hypothetical. That's actually the way it is. Shein comes from one word, Regel comes from another word, which doesn't force you, but makes it much more likely that Shein and Regel, in fact, are two separate others. And we said yesterday, there could be various nafkaminas. Now the question is, could there ever be halachic differences between Shein and Regel? It's a good general question, because they tend to be all the same. They're both Patr Shazarab, they're both Chayim, Nezek Shalom, Mishra Saimiza. Everything is more or less the same, and especially once you get to Daf Tezvav, and it's about Mishuna versus Urche, rather than motivation, at that point, Shein and Regel are indistinguishable. They're both Urche, and Karen is Mishuna. Right? As we spoke about, the evolution from the beginning of the parak to the end of the parak. You'll notice, by the way, when you look at the Rashi from the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak, he's talking about Urche, because that's post-Daf Tezvav. Right? So it is attractive, that's what we came across this originally. It is attractive to say that Shein and Regel are a single off. And that is where Tosfos seems to be driving. Are there any halachic nafkamins or not? So we spoke about yesterday, is there one question one could raise is Tzroros. Tzroros is this quirk of Regel. They call Kotom L'chatzi Netzitzen as a Cholem. So does that apply by Shein as well? So if it does not apply by Shein, that there you have demonstration that there are differences between Shein and Regel. Maybe not vast, but if there's any difference, there you go. Sounds like it's two separate avos. If there is Tzroros by Shein as well as by Regel, that sounds like a confirmation that Shein and Regel are one in the same category. And I spoke about yesterday, again, I'm hard to work on reading those Rashis and Tosis and carefully, Zion Beis, Yuchesim Beis, it's a little subtle, but it sounds like in my focus, Rashi Tosis, Lishitasam, with Rashi saying that Tzroros is a Regel-only phenomenon. If it looks like the Tzroros of Shein, it's really a case of Regel. Oh, because Rashi holds Shein Regel two separate categories. Well, Tosus sounds like he says, yeah, there's Tzroros by Shein, there's Tzroros by Regel. Which is good old, that's exactly what we expect. Because even though it's all often what should be seen by Regel, yeah, but Regel Shein, same thing. The same, I'm not the same Av. Okay, they're good old. So then, of course, others told us different forms of the same Av, it's only the same. Tzroros is Tzroros, Regel Shein is all the same. So that appears to line up, very thoroughly. Questions. There are a lot of questions. Yeah, work on you.
I didn't understand how the fact that beer is written twice, in what ways does that mean Shein on a higher, different or higher level?
Well, the Brice accord two different sukkah that have that shoresh of B word. We have the Pasuk in Mishpatim, which is talking about Nizkei Mamon, and it says in beer, and in order to prove that pasuk in Mishpatim is referring to the nesek of Shein, the Braisa quoted a pasuk from Melachim, the Nevuah of Achia HaShiloni, Kasher Yiva'er HaGol HaTumo. That pasuk directly connects the terminology of Bi'ur with Shein.
Shiloh
also
had that, no?
Correct.
So why did that mean?
Why did we jump more on this one than that one? No, that's a good question, I'm not sure. And the truth is the same before. That was even more difficult for Tosfos, because Tosfos thinks he learned everything from Mishilah. So why are we both Shein and Rebbe, doing both Shein and Rebbe from Mishilah. So why are we trying to prove Mishilah Zera Rebbe? I don't know. Yeah, that is strange. I'm not sure. Why Tosfos only asks the question halfway? I don't know if that's a good question. So, Dov.
Is there a precedent in Shas for a Bereisa that's be sketching out the hypothetical Hamamina?
Yeah. Another problem with Tosfos, right, is one problem with Tosfos is that he's only focusing half of the Braisa. Another problem with Tosfos is that just to read a Medrash as being hypothetical I wish I had the Bikias to be able to answer your question in a definitive way.
Don't Tosfos say
Cain's a basic measure? Yeah, it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same, but yes, you're right. He does have a right, and if you choose to look at their parrots, he starts pushing back on that. Well, it's not really the same thing. So you can follow there in Bava Metzia. It is rare. The reason, the Yonis pointed out, the fact that Tosfos felt the need to say that is because they recognize this is a funny read. Well, don't tell me this is the only time we found it, we find it elsewhere. And their parrots, part of our reference from their parrots, which we skipped, is once he develops Rashi, he says, and don't tell me, don't give me your Zayin Nesha, that's not comfortable. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah?
Within Tosfos, why did the Gemara prefer Tosfos? The Gemara never rejects the drasha from the Braisa. That still works. The Gemara just said, but it would be impossible to say it all from Mashiach. But the most kind of we need a beer or Aslan Vila. Why didn't you just say, why did
Or more precisely, with Vishilach, we wouldn't have known of Azamela.
Right.
That's how we need Ubir. The question is, do we then use Ubir to learn Azamela? That's how Tosis uses it. Or do we use Ubir to teach us Shane, and then we have the Hekesh we had before, from Shane to Ragel for Azamela? Which is the way Rashi and the other
guys. So if you're reading like Tosos, then the reason we say Vishilach means both is because we don't really know either way. It could mean this, it could mean that way, so let's assume both.
Both are equally compelling.
But it doesn't actually mean both. We're just going to assume both because we can't say either or.
And therefore we will. No, the Gemara says, and therefore, and I want to come back to that point very soon. Since we can't demonstrate which is more, since both are equally good reads in Vishilach, we can't reject either one, and therefore we accept it as meaning both.
Not that
the pasuk does
the
teach
word
me
actually means both. That since we can't say either way, we're going to act as if it means both. The word means one. The word means one object.
Me, one
of it
means something. I don't think so. The answer to your question, I think, is that Ram. Let's talk about that Ram for a minute or two, and then we'll take more questions. Hopefully, I'll take more questions. Either take more questions before lunch or during. The Gemara in Pesachim says the following. The Mishnah of Pesachim. Mishnah begins the last paragraph of Pesachim says that there's a din of Haseder. The first din you hear about the Seder in Mishnayos is Haseder. I feel the Odisha of Yisrael Leyova Chelsea. First Mishnah in Arab Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Kes. Even the poorest Jew should not eat without Haseder Leil Haseder. Which already teaches you when you read the Mishnah, you want to notice how many din were already packed into the Mishnah itself. That there's a Chir Haseder. That it applies to everyone, but I would have thought it only applies to rich people. I feel only should be a strong. And number three, that it's a way of eating. That's what I know from the Mishnah. I feel only should be a strong. She also teaches me three things. Kiva Seva, it applies to everyone, though there would have been a haven, it applies to only rich people. And Kiva Seva is something in conjunction with eating. So the fact that I would have thought it applies to rich people, that's because a Seva is an expression of luxurious living. It really seems out of place. The point is, and that's exactly the point. Even if you're poor, you're going to pay. But then, Yosef, the most obviously ambiguous aspect here is Loyoha what? That's the Gemara. So, Gemara, the Sugya, the Sabon, the Kukhes, and all, the first question is, which foods? Loyoha what? The Gemara says matzah, yes. Maror, no. That's quick. 1, 2, 3. Matzah, arseva, maror, eitzah, arseva. And how about the kosos? So the Gemara goes through a whole shot of the target. If you took a look at the Professor Ronald, where it says, Rav Nachman said yes, Rav Nachman said no. The Gemara says, not a machlokes. That's not a stira. It's because there's the first two cups and the other two cups. So about one pair, Rav Nachman said yes. By the other pair, he said no. Versus great, which is which? That's a machlokes. But first, I mean, Rav Nachman, did he say chiva seva on the first two, not the last two, or reverse? He said chiva seva on the last two, not the first two. Gemara has svaras for both. Does that have to do with the process of going free or the product of being free? Which one is the major? There's a lot more to say about that, but we're not right now in the world of a secrecy as a shrine, so hold on. For now, the case that gets close to we can. It's a very, very rich sugya, sort of the seva. Even though seva is drop bottom, it gets into a lot of the rice of thinking.
It was a poor sugya.
Right.
Even poor become rich. Oh. And the Gemara says, we're not sure whether some hold you only do a seva for cups 1 and 2, some hold you only do a seva for kosos 3 and 4. So I say, well, since it's a machlokes, so therefore we do halacha l'maisa. You know we do
both.
Or, right? Both the first pair and the last pair, right? That we know. We sort of, we look at that, and because we're so used to doing a seva for kabbalah, okay, yeah, well, that's what we were expecting to hear the whole time. We were surprised to hear that there's any suffix whatsoever. But if you're coming from the point of view of the Gemara, the Ran points out, one second. I'm not sure whether I'm chayav in the first two or not. I'm not sure if I have the last two or not. So what happened? You machmer both. What have? What have? How about something like Avon Kula?
Who says this?
The Ran. I'm talking. It's in your packet. The Ran says, I understand what you're talking about. It's a Safa Kabbalah and a Kula. How you have to be Machmer in both directions? It's not the Raisam. That's the Ran. The first white line. Hashta here, quote the Gemara. Hashta is Mahavi, it's Mahavi. Since we have some Amram, we say first. Some Amram say last. Kula, Seba. You got to do a Seba for all four. The Ran said, I'm going to do Yalma Kaimon Nipcha. In the rest of the Shas, we hold the other way. We hold the other way. It's the Chosvik Rabban, the Kula. It's a very subtly sarcastic question. Does the rest of the Shas hold the Sefer Baba Kula? What happens to this Gemara? He says, no. Mitzvah Gemara also holds Sefer Baba Kula. Hold your horses. But this is an exception. Why is this an exception? In the world of Sefer Baba Kula, it doesn't apply here. What? Kevan, the Lav Milsa, the Tirchi, Abdiel Rav Kudinos. It says, number one, maybe only say Sefer Baba Kula if it's hard. It's so easy to do. It's not a big deal. But do I say it? What do you need to rely on Sefer Baba Kula for? That's approach number one. A lot to say about that. Not for now. Then he says, here's number two. Maybe, Lini, that's what my rebbeim said, but I hold a different way. You know why? You don't apply Sefer Baba Kula? It's fundamental. You must do a seva on all of them. Why? The e nasal lakula, if you're going to apply Sefer Baba Kula, amai nakil bahani femihani. Why are we more makel on these than those? But you can't choose arbitrarily, I'll just do the first two, or I'll just do the last two. So what are your options? You could do one or the other, you could do both, or you could do neither. He says, you can't do neither, because how nikra mitzvah seba l'gamri, because then you're totally getting rid of the whole mitzvah seba on ketosis. So neither is not an option. Again, there's a lot to say about that also in the world of Sargrana Lakula, the limits of Sargrana Lakula. But here's the point that's relevant to our Sefer. He says, but why don't you pick one set? I can't totally write a Seba out of the books. So pick one or the other. He says, no. I might not go the Hanik Fanyan. You can't arbitrarily choose one or the other. That's exactly our Gemara. You can't arbitrarily choose one or the other. Even if it's a regime, we're in a part of Halav, we should have said Sefer Lakula. It's your Abanam. Yeah. You can't arbitrarily choose. If it's either this or that, you end up with both, which is how we do it by Kosos. And in not exactly identical, but in very parallel fashion, that's what's going on in our Gemara. That's why I suggested yesterday, it could talk to be that our Gemara, Bava Kama Dav Gimel, is the mucker for the Svara of the Ran in the last paragraph. So, the Heyman Eobakis, and therefore Shulin Vilvo Shnehem. It's not only Bava Kama, it's one place where that sort of logic appears. Shkul and therefore Yavo Shneim, that speaks to Yoni's question as well. That's a way to interpret. That's how you interpret the Chumash. A little Daraisa even. A little Daraisa. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was structured, took in such a way, that implies both. So as a takeoff of that, the world starts around Lakula, but you can't arbitrarily choose. You can't arbitrarily choose on Daraisa, you can't arbitrarily choose on the Rabbanans as well. There is a tie-in, there's another Ran in Megillah about Mikra Megillah and Purim, which is a steer to this Ran. Maybe when we get closer to either Purim or Pesach, that's a very, very frailach steer in Ran. Maybe we will be marv with the Simcha in part through returning to this Ran. And next time we will come together, we will look at Bor and Yom.